Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah, talking about LiquidIV.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated. We'd have headaches. We'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus eight vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution!
About you.
I thought you were going to end it with Sudoku.
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 Renee.
Oh, boy. A lot of people. I'm surprised. A lot of people wrote in and said they shared the same hatred.
Really?
Of Celine Dion as you. Yeah.
Really?
I got a lot
well,
of
she's easy
from the
to
last
hate.
Show.
She's easy to hate.
I was surprised.
God,
like,
she sucks.
A shocking number of people were like, fuck, I hate Jabes nailed it. I hate her.
Hate her.
Yeah.
Hate her.
Yeah.
And like, you were able to kind of forget about her because she was just like not around, or she was like at Caesar's Palace.
Yeah.
And you were like, cool, I don't ever have to see her. And then this like thing at the Grammys, and then she's just fucking everywhere, singing everywhere.
I think since she lost Renee. Mm-hmm. She's lonely now, and it's just, you know,
she's
she wants
getting
a little
back
shine.
Mm-hmm.
She wants a little shine on that box.
Yeah, she thinks that everyone shine on that box.
I'm just saying.
A little sheen.
Yeah, a little shine box. She wants a little shine on that box of hers.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't know how old Celine Dion is.
Ugh.
What would you peg her at? 60?
I would say 60. Like, the way that she's acting, like, she just turned 60. You know what I mean? And right. She's like, it's the best year of my life.
Yeah. I'm going to.
I'm better than ever.
I'm going to look up her age.
Please do.
I would
say. Because I'm not fucking doing it. I'm not putting Celine Dion in my fucking algorithm.
They're saying 49.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Can that be possible?
Well, I am wrong about everything.
Holy shit. So yeah, yes. She's 49. Not only that, but she just turned 49.
That was a little dig on my part, calling her 60.
It wasn't on mine.
I'm 60.
But here's the thing. So when did Titanic came out in the 90s?
Right.
I mean, we're...
True.
Shit. We're 20 years removed since Titani.
So she was just like...
Fucking 28? Holy shit.
Boy, don't start going down.
Oh, man.
Don't start getting surprised by her talent. No, no, no.
Now that, we've really fucking added up the ages.
Stop. It doesn't matter. She's a nightmare.
Wow.
She's an absolute nightmare.
That's kind of crazy. She did that at 28.
Whatever. A lot of people do a lot of things at 28.
Yeah, but I guess like just looking at today's current crop. Of pop stars, right? I could see Taylor Swift doing something like that. She's what, 26, 27?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people I could, you know? Katy Perry's 32. So it's like,
yeah.
And she's already
she's
past
like
that.
Super young,
yeah,
according
she's a
to her.
Fucking idiot, but
according to her, I'm so young.
That's like today's current crop. Maybe Christina Aguilera.
Yeah,
maybe
she could. But how old she? 35
I
now.
I think she is now, right?
Yeah.
30, fuck.
35, maybe.
Celine is one of those people who's always seemed 50 at 28. Then because I thought. If you would have asked me, like, hey, how old was Celine Dion when she sang the Titanic theme song?
I would have said 60.
I would have said, like, 40.
I would have said 49. I would have said, like, a really good look.
There's some people who are just older, younger, where you're like, whoa.
They've just always been old.
Yeah.
What was the other one I said?
Michael Madsen.
Madsen's
always... And that was dead on, by the way.
Dead on.
Somebody wrote in and said, no, look him up in The Natural. And I died laughing because it was like... I remember him in The Natural, and I was like, holy shit, you're right. He still looked fucking 40 back then,
still
too.
Old. Yeah.
40 years ago, he looked 40.
He just always read as old.
I know.
What was another one we saw the other night?
Fuck, I forgot to tell you this. Speaking of Michael Madsen, dude, I just got invited to his new premiere, like, less than 36 hours ago. So I was like, what the fuck?
What?
Yeah.
We have to go.
I think it was last night. The director hit me up and said, hey, man, I'm a big fan. I heard your podcast with Michael Madsen. Like, dude, he's in my new movie. I'd love for you guys to be the guest. And I was like, holy shit.
I love that you didn't tell me because you knew I would be like, we're getting on a plane right now. Like, I would have to go.
We can put him in the next movie. That's totally fine.
We already talked about how do you put him in a movie?
I think in a St. James movie, anything is possible.
Okay.
In a St. James movie.
I feel hopeful then.
Anything is possible.
I feel hopeful. You were saying Tom Petty has always been old.
Tom Petty's always been.
It's a true.
Fuck, man.
He's always been old.
Yeah.
Even those like young, those like old videos, he's an old lesbian woman.
He's always been Martina Navratilova is who he's been.
Yeah, that's true.
Tom Petty has always been Martina Navratilova. That's
true. Your nemesis.
You know I love Tom Petty though.
Oh yes, you will continue to watch that.
When oh boy,
6 hour documentary on him and the Burrito Brothers.
There's nothing more like in this world. You know me
that's
well
true.
Enough. There's nothing more in this world that I love than a good music documentary. I don't even give a shit who it is, what genre.
Like
you name
can't
it.
Wait to get back to watching
the
Defiant Ones.
Yeah.
It's one of the best documentary
yes.
miniseries, whatever it may
four,
be.
It's four parts.
Holy fuck.
It's on
amazing.
HBO. The reason why we're bringing it up, Tom Petty was in it when I was surprised.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what? Because it was supposed to be about Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine.
Tom Petty makes sense for Jimmy Iovine. But anyway.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Jimmy Iovine has had so many fucking artists like, I just never imagined after watching the Tom Petty documentary that was 16 hours long, which really, it was, I'm not lying, by the way. I think
it really is.
I think it was like 4 or 5 hours.
Did you just like smoke weed? I think it was one day you just like smoke weed and sat on the couch. I went out and did something, like had a full day of life.
Yes.
And I came back and you were
still watching this.
Not even close to done.
No.
And you're still just like in the same place.
You actually took a nap afterwards. You came back.
Came back, rested.
Because you got up and I was like, dude, I just finished.
And you were still locked in.
I guess here's what's surprising about it. Because I watched the 6 hour documentary with Petty. I just can't imagine him having a producer. Like, he seems above it to me. So
the fact
that Tom Petty had a producer, especially Jimmy Iovine, like those two personalities really don't mesh. And
true.
It's just, it's really surprising. Because Tom Petty's, to me, has always had his own thing. And like, I didn't know there was anyone else involved.
Yeah. And he's always been, you know, like some people seem like they've always been old. He seems like he's always been famous, where even his like second record, he was just like, I don't need a fucking producer. Like, he's always just been famous and good. Like, it never seemed like he had to like struggle. It's just like, he's always been in a great band that was awesome. You know?
Yeah.
He's never had that, like, he's only had fucking hits.
Yeah. So when he popped up last night, I was like, oh shit. God damn.
Yeah.
So he did need some help. And he did.
Yes.
Like,
everybody does if they want their record to be commercial. Like, yes.
Look, Tom Petty was a surprising one to me.
Yeah.
But this Defiant Ones on HBO, this doc, boy.
You guys.
Boy, oh boy. And I mean, they start off so strong with the Dr. Dre and the Beats deal that he almost blew for $3 billion with a B.
That's how you start off a fucking documentary.
Yeah, him and Tyrese were fucking raging on the internet, on Facebook, which we were talking about this. That's how I found out about the Apple deal. And
that's
then I
crazy.
Saw it the next day and I was like, yeah, but it was on Tyrese's Facebook. And like, that video got shared a million times where it was just like,
is that how everyone found out?
Yes. At least I did. I mean, I was up and I was like, man, is this real? Like, he's a billionaire? Like, what the fuck?
This is how he's announcing it?
Yeah.
Is that what you thought at all?
When I saw the Tyrese video, I thought, before this documentary, I thought that the deal was done. He had just signed.
Sure.
And that was the night they were going out to party with his buddies. And because let's face it, when I think of Dr. Dre now, Dr. Dre's a classy fucking dude who is a businessman. And that's the way I think of Tyrese, by the way. Like, the way Tyrese conducts himself with the Fast and the Furious franchise after Paul Walker died, with, you know, look, the award shows and the speeches and everything he did. Like, I was like, man, I didn't figure either of them to be raging like this. And then I didn't even know they were friends. I'll put it to you that way. Like, all of it seems shocking to me. Dr. Dre is fucking 50. Tyrese is like, I don't know.
He's
28, 30.
Oh my God. He's older than you think. I'm going to have to look that up right now.
But the fact that the two of them are even friends was shocking to me. And then I see his Facebook video with them raging. And then you hear about this deal and you're like, all right, cool. And then you watch this documentary and you're like, oh fuck. Dr. Dre got fucked up. Like, literally, all he had to do was wait 3 days for this deal to close. 3 days.
Yeah.
And he couldn't wait. He got fucked up on the internet. Like, what?
Yeah, he's 38.
What? Tyrese 38?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right. That makes sense. And I guess they're bros.
So at the time, he was what? 36?
Yeah. Well, I mean, either way, Dr. Dre was younger too. But still, I didn't picture any of it. And then I saw this documentary last time. I was like, no fucking way. No fucking way.
It's a great one. You guys have to watch it.
Really good. It's on HBO. It's four, like, fuck, you would think they're a goddamn sponsor. It's on HBO. It's four parts. And Jimmy Iovine has produced so many fucking
amazing people. It's a great parallel. So they go through both of their lives and it'll eventually converge. But like, the way that these two completely opposite people came together on this deal basically is the culmination, right? Which is what they started with.
They started with an album. So they started with...
No, but I'm saying in the documentary. So they start with this crazy deal, which is going to be the, you know... They're Tarantino-ing this shit. But like, so the way they're just like side by side paralleling their comeuppance, basically. And it's great. It's done so fucking well.
I know.
Because I'm a documentary nerd, dork.
Yeah. Yeah,
dummy, dummy
same,
head.
Same. I love great docs, especially music
and music
docs.
So like, this is right up your.
This is one of the best ones I've ever seen, and I'm like, holy shit.
Anyways, they're not. I mean, they're not sponsoring the show. It's just cool Go check it out.
I'm in post production on a movie right now that I just directed, and I even called my editor this morning. Was like,
watch this fucking thing, dude.
Yeah, I was like, yo, did you see this? And he was like,
yeah,
dude. He goes, it is literally on my thing to watch tonight. He just got back from a bachelor party. I was like, yo. Watch this. Like, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Just because there's some such cool, like, I mean, editing tricks. Just from, like, a standpoint that maybe people won't really recognize. But, like, editing-wise, like, holy shit, dude.
I know.
Anyways, they're not a sponsor.
Something to believe in, the Defiant Ones.
Can I just give a shout-out real quick?
Yeah,
before we get into sponsors?
Sure.
So, finally went to the P.O. Box. It's been a while, guys.
Well, we were gone. We were in LA.
So finally went to the P.O. box and we got a great little package. That's how you say it, right? A package.
I believe that's French. For
yes,
package.
We got a package from friend of the show.
Yeah.
Buddy Christoph Ambrosch.
Yeah.
You were on his podcast, actually.
I was a guest on his podcast. It was a great time. He's actually got a really great podcast.
Yeah, well, he has the Gear Shift podcast. Well, he wrote us like a really nice letter, buddy. Thank you so much, like saying that we inspired him to like start these podcasts and like loves the show, which like I just love hearing. That's amazing, right?
Yeah.
And he gave us this hot sauce called Shit the Bed, right?
Shit the Bed hot sauce.
And true to form.
Yeah.
You did.
I did.
No,
I'm joking. I did. But I had the hot sauce and then, hot sauce is amazing.
It's it's hilarious. He gets it. He's really funny.
He's just a fucking cool guy.
Funny, cool dude. Great podcast kind of for gearheads, for car enthusiasts. But he just started a new one called Tales of Honor podcast. And each week, I think it's two times a week, they're going to go into the whole story of different people that got Medal of Honor.
That's
and
great.
How that happened,
awesome.
Because you wonder, right? Every story is so unique and so different. And you're the heck? So I'm really excited for that one. But thank you, buddy. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Keep sending them. Keep sending the stuff, guys. We love it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The P.O. Box.
P.O. Box.
P.O. Box 3793, Wilmington, North Carolina, 28406. Send them whatever you want. We always talk about it on the show. We always get a bunch of weird, cool shit.
Yeah, sorry, and, it's been a while. We were working, but that was a really awesome surprise to get.
It was great
when we came back. So.
It's fucking great.
Thanks, buddy.
You know what else is great? Our sponsors.
I know.
Who paid for this whole stink wagon to be on the air?
Fuck.
Yeah, we're talking about StraightRazors.com. I got a nice little thing about StraightRazors.com. Jimmy Long actually said. He got a set for Brosman of the Year, Jimmy Long.
He's awesome. He's living up to it too. Yeah.
He said he got a set for he got a dop kit with the razors and the whole shit for his dad.
Nice.
His dad almost fucking cried. It was so nice. I've been telling people forever how nice it is. I don't think people like believe me.
I don't think
me.
You know until
like,
you
people
see
people
it.
People believe me when they're like, when this shit shows up at your house, it's so fucking nice. You'll be like, God damn it! Like it almost reminds you of something you'd get in like the Delta magazine. Sky Mall.
Sky Mall?
Yeah. Like, it's so nice. We're like, shit, I don't even deserve to have this.
Sure.
But look, if you go to straightrazors.com, use the promo code REVOLUTION, you get 20% off. And it's like, you know, it's a great deal off of some rad shit. So when you see it, you're like, oh, fuck. And it comes to your house. You're super stoked about it. It's got the number one ranked aftershave, number one ranked cologne. Big, big fan of the straight razors. That is how I keep myself so silky smooth. go to straightrazors.com. Use the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off. Next up, we got StrikeForceEnergy.com. I'm going to toss this one to you, James. Why don't you tell us about it?
What? I do love a little Strike Force. I have some grape in my wine, as usual. This is why I'm talking so fast right now. But it's the tastiest, tiniest little tin pouch full of energy that you'll ever receive through a monthly subscription that I hope you guys have. Do not do it like a fucking pussy, okay?
Yeah.
Get the monthly subscription, okay? Commit to this because you're going to be getting in on the ground level. These guys are going sky high. You want to be able to say that you were drinking Strike Force.
Fucking ain't right.
Before everyone else fucking, like, those bougie, before Gwyneth Paltrow gets a hold of this shit.
Yeah, I know.
You guys, before it ends up on Goop. Yeah, before it's on Goop.
Goop.com.
You guys, let's make this, like, so cool that she can't even, like, handle it.
And you know, actually, this and fucking straightrazors.com will be on Goop, I guarantee it.
Oh, dude, for sure. And
if that fucking cunt, Gwyneth Paltrow, uses the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off of each product,
she's dead.
I'm going to lose all of my shit from out of my body.
Out of
your body. You only get that promo code from listening to Ross Patterson Revolution.
Exactly. Not a friend of the show.
Get some Strikeforce energy. Go to strikeforceenergy.com. Use the promo code REVOLUTION for 20% off.
Chris Martin, by the way, can use the promo code.
I know. We may or may not be going to see him in Chicago.
We may or may not be hanging out with him.
That ended, I know, the nightmare that ended.
I know. It's hard. It's hard because I know he was so abusive to her.
Jesus Christ.
God. Get out of here, Goop.
Yeah, get out of your goopy jeans.
Goopy jeans.
Last but not least, we got At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed, the first ever romance novel for dudes, Jables. That was actually the best one you've ever done.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people, by the way, are still talking about the audiobook.
Well, yeah. It's kind of crazy.
I know. Well,
Were people able to keep it?
Well, here's the thing. We originally did it because everybody was going out of town. It was 4th of July. We were out of town. And everybody was like, dude, I got a long drive. I wish these shows were longer. So I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm just going to do it. It's super illegal. And I'm going to put up A Night She Cries While He Rides the Steed audiobook. We broke it into two parts. And we got record downloads like across the board. And everybody was like, Jesus Christ, this is the funniest thing of all time. And I was like, dude, I wasn't lying to you guys. Simon & Schuster found out about it. Ripped it. I heard there's one place left that still has it that they couldn't take it down from. I want to say
we should probably not say it.
Yeah, we should.
Find it. If you have it, then you have it.
If not, just buy the fucking thing. It really is the best. It's 7 hours of just straight magic where you're just like, shit. And it's on audible.com. Like, and it's got one of the top 10 highest ratings on audible.com. So go get it on audible.com. Go get the book on amazon.com. It really is the funniest thing of all time. But everybody was like shockingly surprised of like, dude, like, I thought this book was funny, but not that fucking funny. And then afterwards they were like, Jesus Christ. And I was like, when's the fucking sequel coming out? I'm like, sequel's coming out early next year. Matt Best's book is first and mine. And then, but buy this one while it's out. It never goes old because it takes place during the fucking 1860s.
I got a message that was like, best gypsy ever. And like, it was a while ago, so I kind of forget. Like, I did a couple of the voices, and so I was like, oh, the gypsy.
You played the Irish wife as well. We had a bunch of actors play in the book.
So I played the wife and the gypsy.
Yeah.
Oh.
The gypsy is my favorite. The gypsy is my favorite character in the book because she just
the line.
She keeps fucking him in all these weird places.
Yeah.
I'll put it this way. Here's how crazy it is. Because a lot of people, literally, I've gotten a shit ton of messages. And everybody's like, Jesus Christ, man. That's the craziest thing of all. There's one scene where the gypsy is fucking the dude on top of his dead son's casket.
Through a board, isn't it?
It's a wooden board casket, but like,
okay.
And I mean, she is just, and the whole like the ceremony from the funeral, they come out. Oh boy.
You're a sick fuck, man. You're a sick fuck.
It's like a dead-year-old, like dead 6-year-old.
Okay. All right.
But speaking of 6-year-olds,
uh-huh.
I want to get into, because the kid's name in the book is totally fucking Mexico.
Which is awesome.
Which is like actually his full name, totally fucking Mexico.
Yeah.
and they named him on like spring break. and it got me because a bunch of people wrote in. They were like, "Yo, that's the funniest name of all time for any character ever. Like, you're a fucking genius, or whatever." And I was like, "Yeah, but it's kind of like what if like a shitty kid would name himself." Then I got to thinking, like, we got so many messages about this. I got to thinking about you and Googie.
Googie.
I don't know if we told this story on the podcast, have we? Have we talked about Googie before? Because if not, I really want to talk about Googie.
I don't think we've talked about Googie. I don't think I've really gotten into, like, I'll mention here and there, like, I'll try and paint a picture of where I'm from. Ojai.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Every once in a while, but I don't get that far because it's some real hippie shit, you guys. Real hippie shit.
Please tell the audience about your buddy Googie.
The one thing that will kind of help you understand a little bit of Ojai, old school Ojai, not Reese Witherspoon Ojai, but there was this kid that's name was Googie. And it was always like, oh, that's kind of a funny name. And in talking to their hippie, dirty ass hippie parents, as this kid, Googie, is naked in there was like a concerts in the park.
Sure.
You know, like every town has their little like that, concert thing. Yeah. The kid is naked, straw, like dirt and like straw hanging from his butt. I'm like, oh, Googie, that's kind of an interesting name. Yeah, we just let him name himself. What?
How old is Googie at this point?
At this point, he's probably, so he's like 7 years younger than me, maybe. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
So when I'm 14, 15, he's like 7 running around like this. Like really stunted. Totally normal kid. But just like we just let him, like, you know, he learns what he wants to learn when he wants to learn it.
So like, what happens?
So basically they were like, when he can speak, he names himself. So he didn't have a name until he could make noises or he could decide what he wanted his name to be. And when asked by his weird ass parents,
he said Googie.
Yeah. And they said, oh, he's such a free thinker. He's thinking for himself. You see, you give him the power. And it's just like this whole community there.
Googie.
You guys, Googie.
So where is
that's his name.
Where is Googie now and what happened to Googie?
What do you think happened to Googie? I don't know. I can only imagine.
How long did you know Googie till? Like what age did you know Googie till?
So I knew Googie till about 12. And okay. Googie at 12 still seemed 7. Do you know what I mean? Like at 12 under the supervision, and I would say almost abuse of the parents did not like, you know, there was either some kind of homeschool or the private schools in Ojai are very much like learn at your own speed, decide what you want to learn.
Sure.
Just like pick what interests you and do a report on that and you'll get an E.
Because that always turns out well.
For sure. So Googie is like this total example of like everything that can go wrong if you do that fucking shit, right?
Oh, boy.
He's just like dirty. He's like Mowgli. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what he looked like.
From Jungle Book.
Yeah, like, that's what he looked like, was just like, or Lord of the Flies or something. Like, he was just dirty always and, like, weird Pig mullet pen. Where, like, he cut the front of his hair and, like, you know what I mean?
They let him cut his own hair, too.
They let him make all the decisions. Ugh. Like, they let him just, it was this
classic
weird.
Classic Googie.
Classic Googie.
If he's out there, I'd love to have Googie on the show. Have you ever looked for Googie on Facebook?
No.
You should.
I should.
You should. Today, because I ran into something similar with a weird name that fucked me up all day. I had to
I had to
send a wire to Australia.
Okay.
Which is fine, but you know, going through I'm with Bank of America. You go with Bank of America. If you're doing it online and you're not going in, because I just didn't feel like fucking driving in.
True.
It makes you set it up and it's like 20 minutes. You start to weigh the pros and cons of like, dude, could I make it to the bank in 20 minutes? How long am I going to be at the bank in 20 minutes? Do I really want to talk to people? That whole shit, right?
Sure.
So I usually end up doing it from work.
Gotcha.
And so I sent it. And the guy's name was Drick.
Drick?
D-R-I-C. There's a catch to that.
God.
There's a catch to this. It's all in caps.
Why?
I don't know.
Like,
and I sent an email to him and I was like, hey, man.
Does this have to be all in caps? Like,
yeah,
what
he goes,
is...
yeah, my name's all in caps.
Oh, stop. Stop.
Dead serious.
That is so Ojai.
So I was like, all right, but what, like, how and when did you determine that? And like, I, you know, because we say caps now, which, look, this guy owned a fucking, I can say what he does, I guess. He owns a record company. It was for music.
Yeah, for the movie.
Royalty check for music. And yeah. So yeah, the guy's name was Drick, D-R-I-C. And it was like, it was one of those things where like, because then I start playing like weird mental games with myself of like, all right, did this guy do this himself like later on
sure,
in life?
Later on, yeah.
He was a musician or in a band or something fucked up. Did he name himself? What was Drick's deal?
Exactly.
And then it was like, once I said it out loud, I was like, oh, is it that weird of a name? Drick? Like, is that a classic Australian name? Drick?
Maybe.
All in capital letters. Yeah. But anyways, I, you know, going through this, you can't
made
put
you
it all in
caps.
Think of
old Googie. Oh, yeah.
I had to put it in lowercase.
Okay.
And then go back. And I was like, hey, man, will this money get to you if it's not in all caps? And it was like, oh yeah, it's through the
fucking
Swift
ridiculous.
Code or whatever. And I was like, great, man, fuck off. Like,
fuck off.
Drick.
Hey, Drick. Hey, Drick.
If he listens to the show.
I'm guessing he doesn't. Old Drick.
He'd be pissed.
Old Drick. Well, you know, yeah, you have to think about that when you're naming your kids. Like, if someone's going to send them a wire, like, is it going to be this really annoying? What?
Yeah.
Like, how? Okay, is it Drick? Yeah, like, Googie. Believe me, nobody's going to be wiring Googie money. He's in a yurt. He's in a yurt somewhere.
Yeah, and the other part about it was like, you know, I'm sending money to Drick, obviously. And I'm thinking, all right, is it short for something? Is it short for like Frederick?
Oh, Frederick. Drew,
and then but then why is it all in capital letters?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make sense. Nobody would name their kid Frederick in all caps.
That's an aftermarket.
Frederick!
That's an aftermarket name. That's not stock.
I don't know, man.
That's not stock. There's no way.
But anyways, that's what he wanted, and that's who I had to fucking send it to, and I thought of your old pal.
My old
Googie today.
And people don't believe me when I tell that story. They're like, no. And I was like, I promise you. Now going to Ojai, do you believe it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You believe that story?
Yeah. I mean,
it's fucking 100% true. And at the time, wasn't that weird to me.
At no
I was
point
all, oh,
now.
Okay.
At
okay.
no point now do I think like, oh, hey, that wasn't real.
That wasn't life. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because part of it was like, it can't really be Googie. It just can't.
Can't. No, that didn't happen. Like a couple of parents didn't be like, name yourself. No.
Yeah. So, look, it is what it is.
It is exactly what it is. What's going on? What's going down? What's going on and down and on and down.
One thing people did not agree with you about, by the way, was the
The
Trivago guy.
Oh, what? That he's hot?
Oh, yeah, he's a fucking dirtbag.
No, there's articles everywhere that he's sloppy sexy. He's the host.
Our listeners were like, hey, he's a fucking dirtbag.
The dudes. The dude listeners.
Maybe.
Listen, I saw the messages and they were like, oh, he doesn't wear a belt. That annoys me. And like, yeah, that's true. He doesn't. And like, it's kind of annoying, but you're drawn to him.
Yeah.
Every time he comes on now, you're going to be like, you're going to watch. You're going to listen. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's intriguing.
Yeah. Nah, look.
I don't know.
Look, he's definitely something. What I found hilarious was after the episode aired, we literally saw 15 fucking Trivago commercials in a
right?
row.
It's one of those things. It's like a Volkswagen. You're going to see it everywhere now.
Boy, I just cannot. I can't get behind the Trivago guy. I just can't.
You don't have to. It's not. I'm not saying that he's an awesome, like, role model for dudes. I'm saying he's like weirdly sexy and girls can fucking get behind that. All the messages. Did you get one from a girl that said, ew, gross?
No, I didn't. It was all dudes. It was all fucking dudes.
To be fair, that's most of our listeners. But
yeah. It's actually not. Like, right. I would say it's 60-40.
We got some ladies?
I would say it's 60-40 out there.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Look, that's a guesstimate.
Sure. That's a total lie.
That's a real soft guesstimate.
That's what we call a guess, actually.
A guesstimate in the biz. In the fucking
we just call it
biz.
A guess. What else? What else, dude?
You know what else is really heating up, by the way?
What?
I got caught up in the hype like early on. I knew I would. McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, yeah, that's all over my fucking
the
shit.
Fucking trailer. Did you see the trailer for it?
No.
They just launched their first trailer yesterday. Wow. God damn it. Like, again, I hate to go back to eight because Showtime's got good docs as well. So I don't want to throw them in the toilet.
They're better at they're okay. Everyone has their thing, right? So I think sports docs, right?
Right.
Aren't they sweet at that?
Yeah, but so is HBO.
So
HBO's 24/7
is
great.
You're right. Okay, go ahead.
Showtime's got good shit too. Like their Kobe doc was dope.
No, I'm into it.
The Muse.
Mm-hmm.
So Showtime is doing the pay-per-view for this fight. Therefore, I think it appears with the trailer I saw yesterday that they're probably doing their version of 24/7. I think it's called All Access.
Okay.
It's great. It's fucking
same.
Virtually identical.
Yeah.
They showed the first trailer for McGregor Mayweather, and like I know McGregor's going to lose. I know that for a fact. Here's the. I already called this. I've already predicted this. I said it would go two rounds, three, if he decides to fuck with them a little bit. Like, and that's it. It is not going past three at all.
Okay.
I can 100% promise you that.
I'm going to have to go the opposite, though, to make this
a bet and to make it interesting.
To make it interesting, but also because I sort of believe it. But go ahead.
I watched this trailer and I got sucked in. I was like, maybe he can win. Maybe he can fucking do it.
It made you believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck.
And you know for a
so
fact.
So dumb.
Yeah.
So dumb. But I'm in. I'm all in now. All of my body is in now to this fight. And I can't. I watched the trailer like three times. I was like, fuck it. I just kept replaying it. It was so good. God damn it, Ross. From watching the trailer, I was like, he might have a shot. He might be able to do it.
Right. They got you.
Might be able to do it.
Like they're getting everyone.
And and the other thing like, too was like,
what's the point?
The lead up to this where the back and forth, like them talking shit has already started too. So like today, Floyd Mayweather filed an extension with the IRS for his taxes. I guess he owes a shit ton of back taxes.
Of course he does.
Which is crazy though. He made $250 million off of his last fight.
Yeah,
what?
But he's an idiot.
Yeah, but still. So like he said he needs, you know, so after this fight that he's not liquid and he's got to fucking pay for these taxes or whatever, and that this fight's going to bring him the same amount of money. The thing is, though, what's going to happen to him 2 years after this fight?
Right.
So he's McGregor dumb. Shows up in Beverly Hills today, and he's like, dude, he was asking him about the fucking income, and he's just like, look, he should have paid his taxes and stayed retired and kept his name out of my mouth.
Ooh.
But now he wants McGregor. And he's saying this on Rodeo today. On Rodeo Boulevard, McGregor is. So, I mean, it's look, the spectacle is
But it's all a spectacle,
awesome.
Isn't
I love
it?
It. I know,
it's
but
all a spectacle. If anybody's going to be doing it just for show, it's these two guys.
God damn
but anyways,
it, though.
I
wasn't expected to get sucked in so early.
I know, because it's, you know, it's hard to talk about it anymore because everybody's just like...
I know.
They just talk about it
look,
so much. And
a lot
it's just kind of like, what is it going to be? I don't know. Is it all fake? I don't fucking know. Like, it's going to be fun. That night's going to be fun. I'm going to watch it and drink and like eat, which is all I really need.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have fun whether it's fake, no matter who wins, whatever. So like,
yeah,
fine. They're going to make everyone's going to make their money. Right.
Yeah, they're going to make the money. Again, I've said this before. We're definitely fucking throwing $150 out the window
for sure
to watch the fight on pay-per-view.
Come on over, everybody.
I know. I'm sure we will have a party that night, actually. And like,
we're going to have to. Is it going to be super late again? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like 12 or something? Yeah.
You can forget about
whatever. I party fucking hard. I stay up late every night. Like, I fucking don't give a shit. Okay. Because that's my fucking life. And that's what I'm about, that life.
No,
and I fucks
you're
with
not
that.
Not about that life.
I know. I'm so dorky, you guys. Not dorky. I'm not. Like, if it's time to roll, I can roll. Right?
Yeah.
If it's time to roll out, like, don't you fucking worry about
you
Jabes.
You raged in Vegas a few weeks ago.
I can rage, dude.
Yeah. You can hang when you want to hang.
I can hang when I want to hang, but for the most part, what do I want to do?
You want to exhale like Ben Affleck smoking a cigarette. That's what you want to exhale. Like
when I get into my bed.
Yeah.
It is a feeling. You guys know.
Please, anybody out there, just Google Ben Affleck smoking. There is shots of him smoking cigarettes, and there has been for years, but that are so epic that you're just like, oh god.
It was really capture that feeling.
There's an Instagram I follow called Dabs Moms, or Dab Moms.
Okay.
And they posted that meme of, it was like, which Affleck smoking are you? And it's like one of six at, like, over the years from like Good Will Hunting all the way up through now. Oh, and like
there
was one of him in the jungle smoking a cigarette. Like, he was on a hike, it looks like, in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, he had a coconut water in one hand. He was sweating. He was exhausted.
He was wearing like a polo too, like a blue polo. like he was with his kids.
Gym shorts.
Yeah, he was with his kids, and he's all, "Fuck, I need to fucking like
smoke,
dude."
Yeah, yeah. And he just bounced.
He just went behind this, like,
he deuced McGruce and went behind a bush,
and there was a click, 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 paparazzi.
Long
he's just
legs,
like, God.
Long legs got him, and it was just like, God damn it, man. Mm. Sweating, drinking coconut water, and smoking cigarettes.
And just like not wanting to go back to those damn kids.
Yeah, and like today, there was a thing that popped up of him and his new girlfriend. You know, he's dating that former producer from Saturday Live.
Mm-hmm. Current?
I don't know if she's still there anymore. She was there for a long time.
Okay.
Actually, she might still be there. They keep their job.
So they're saying that it's...
People at SNL stay for a long time.
Yeah.
So, she's probably still there, I would say. But she's not attractive. She's not an attractive lady to... compared to Jennifer Garner.
Right. But for like real life... She's like, if you saw her in real life, you'd probably be like, oh my gosh, that's like an attractive lady. Like, if she was at a party at a kid's like barbecue, you'd be like, dang, tall, blonde,
great
skin.
Yeah.
You know, she's like but when you see her like in
next to Jennifer Garner,
next to Jennifer Garner, or even next to Ben Affleck, he's a good looking dude. So, like, coming out of the limo, like with him, it's kind of like, but here's what it does do for us ladies. Makes us feel like we got a chance. Do you know what I mean? Like couples like that.
You got a shot at Big Ben.
Yeah, couples like that make you go like, oh, all right. If she can fucking do it,
yeah,
so can I.
Yeah, so, today's photo, they came out together as a couple today. They're walking, you know, hand in hand. He's drinking like one of those keto juices.
Ugh.
You know, Vita.
Oh yeah, bye or something.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like he's not smoking, and you're like, "Come on, man."
Oh, we know that Ben only lasts for a little while. Okay, when he's like ready to like be in a relationship, or like he's just gotten out of some kind of rehab, right? And he's like gonna try. And we know this shelf life is what? What are you, 6 months? What is it before it's like? Shots of him in a strip club just coked the fuck out.
I give him four.
Four months.
I give him 4 months.
Is that his usual? Because he's done this before. He's done it with Jennifer.
Here's the thing. Like with Ben Affleck, he goes fucking hard in the paint all the time. And a lot of people don't know this. But he fucking parties. Like,
Talk about it all the time. He fucking parties.
But I think people will mistake it of like, oh man, versus like somebody partying versus somebody fucking partying. Like, Ben Affleck's like, hey guys, there's still some left in the fucking bottle. We're drinking this before we go to bed. Like,
yeah, like 4 a.m. giving people shit for being tired at like 4. You fucking pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
then he's still going out.
Yeah, yeah. And he's the type of guy that's like, you know how there's always that one bottle of tequila left at a party that nobody really wants?
Yeah, it's like that weird brand and like,
yeah. He's the one who's like, we're fucking doing shots of this and we're cleaning out every fucking thing before. And you're just like,
he's the one that'll drink like the vermouth, like when it's just vermouth left.
And a little triple sec.
Because it is alcoholic.
And a little triple sec.
Yeah, to sweeten it up. And he'll be like, we got it, man. Yeah. Like,
Who's, you know, he's already sent out to fucking Pink Dot for a carton of cigarettes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
He guns through cigarettes. Always has, always will. He's not quitting.
But we've always
Matt
said.
Matt Damon quit. He didn't quit.
Matt Damon quit, but like kind of didn't quit.
Oh, yeah?
He's one of those where like he had quit and my friend worked at a movie theater in Ventura and he was doing some like Bourne or some kind of preview or whatever. And he was just like bummed a cigarette off of her.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I mean? Like, man, I need a cigarette and, like, talk to her about, like, how he hates this. Like, he hates the whole thing.
Hates what?
Just the whole, like, press thing and the fucking, just, like, that whole shit. Like, he just...
Yeah.
He hates it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He handles it better than Ben Affleck, but I think they're the same in that they're just like, I just want to fucking make cool shit and, like, I'm in it now, well, but I hate it.
We've talked about it before, but Ben Affleck genuinely, I think, wanted to be super famous, whereas I don't think Matt Damon really
I don't think he did either. He wanted to make cool fucking Good Will Hunting shit. That's all he wanted to do. Yeah. He got sucked in the machine and it kind of like in this one encounter that he had with my friend Jet. You met her.
Oh, yeah.
She's like projectionist at a Pacific theater where they would do... premieres, small premieres for stuff. And she was like, it was just weird, dude. Like, he just seemed depressed. And it was like a huge movie and a huge success. And he was just like, can I have a cigarette? Like, this is just...
Yeah.
I hate it.
He's a rad dude. Whereas Affleck, I really couldn't figure out. But Matt Damon's fucking cool.
I think he's cool.
I think
he's talented.
If you don't mind guess now hearing... This is the first time I've heard this story, by the way. If you don't mind guess at that comment... He would always say that he would like the Bourne shit was to get him out of like movie jail.
Oh, yeah.
If he made cool original shit that bombed and it was just like, all right, we got to go back to the fucking machine. So I think probably that's where it comes from, where I think he would have been perfectly happy just doing the first two Bournes and then walking away from the. Because remember, it went to Jeremy Renner. Jeremy Renner was born.
Oh, that's right.
And then Matt Damon came back and was
he's
like...
He's all, no.
Yeah. He's like, hey, bro, I need one more of these to get back.
Well, he was also
graces.
Like, you're not good enough. Like, he wasn't good enough.
No.
To me.
Me neither.
And I'm sure Matt Damon was like, do not taint this. I'm going to get back in here and like get it back on the right side.
Was it one of those things where he was just like, man, I need a fucking hit. And like this Bourne is a guaranteed hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know.
But here's another, not prediction, but what I think is like he would have loved to, and I think maybe Ben Affleck would too, but love to have done Good Will Huntings, right? Just their like weird original stuff, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you do one movie that you're saying as an artist, you say, I'm going to do this one big budget so that I can have money and a name to make my little stuff, right?
Sure.
That's in your mind what you're thinking. And then you make another one. And then it does really well. And then you like sign some kind of contract. And then you just get sucked in. Yeah. And then you're in it. What are you going to do now? Like, oh, okay. I just made those movies to like, so that I can make, you know, some weird little indie. It doesn't work like that. As much as in your mind you want it to. And you go in with good intentions. I don't know if.
I think Matt Damon always wanted to keep. On making cool shit, whereas Ben Affleck, I don't think really cared. I remember his first movie after Good Will Hunting because we were talking about it on the last show. I was like, man, what was the movie afterwards? It was like fucking Pearl Harbor with Michael Bay, right. And it was like, dude, he wanted to be like the guy, and like the famous fucking dude.
In a sense, he
whereas
kind
like
of is.
Matt Damon did like pretty Pretty Horses or whatever the fuck that movie was. Remember? Yeah. Matt Damon did like three like bomby movies
trying.
In a row.
He was trying to
on that vibe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
He was trying to like not taint his fucking brand.
Whereas
dude.
Ben Affleck was like, fuck it, I'm doing Pearl Harbor. Where's Jennifer Lopez?
Right.
Let's get as famous as fucking possible and really blow this out.
I mean, he kind of is the guy. I mean, he's the guy. Like,
the guy now.
Yeah.
But it's still for Ben Affleck, it still doesn't seem good enough.
Not good enough, no. Huh? You've been Batman. You're like talked about all the time. Okay.
Gone Girl, like he's done
some rad Argo.
Shit. Dude.
One.
Yeah, he's won two Oscars now. So it's like
Town.
Town. Yeah, Town was fucking dope, dude. I liked The Town.
The only thing I didn't like about The Town was his monologue. Like monologue that he was like, I'm going to act real quick.
Sure. Sure.
And you're like, nope.
No.
Just no, really just, slow breathy and making a real meal of it. And he's the director. So nobody's going to tell him to stop.
He's not cutting that.
He's not cutting that not down. Cutting that We're keeping that full monologue. Yeah.
No.
Beginning to end, all the pauses.
He did have a great monologue, though. I don't know how we got off in this fucking Ben Affleck.
Who cares? Let's go there.
But he had an amazing monologue in a movie called Boiler Room. Did you ever see that?
Yes.
About this, like that movie was fucking dope as shit.
Ladies, again, we love that movie.
Yeah. God damn, his speech in there, and that was the only thing he did in that movie.
Yeah.
That and like he had one other scene. And he murdered that speech in that boardroom, and it was awesome. About driving the fucking car.
yeah.
It was great.
It's his Wall Street moment, dude.
He
did well. Yeah, he did. He did good.
Yeah, it was good. That was a good one. I like that. I like Boiler Room a lot.
Buddy Ben.
Yeah, my party Ben.
I would love to party with him.
Oh, dude, if you party with Affleck,
both of us,
you would
not
never,
just me.
You would never come out. Like, I don't think you could hang all night. He goes on like
dude,
deep.
Fuck you, man.
He goes on like deep 24-hour fucking Vegas benders. Like you just.
I've always said I want to party with him, but I will not like go to brunch the next day because he will be a nightmare.
Yeah. Well, look, I think he's too much for you. I think he's a little out of your league.
You don't fucking know what's too much for me, dude.
Yeah, I do. I do know. It's
no,
too
you
much
don't,
for me.
Dude. And that's fucked up.
By the way, you know who doesn't know who's too much for them?
Who?
Amber Rose. I'm gonna say this, and this is gonna be a bold statement.
You like her?
She is the Anita Pallenberg of today's generation.
I don't know what that means.
Anita Pallenberg, who we talked about a few shows ago, who passed away, she was Keith Richards' lady.
Okay.
She was like the ultimate muse for rock stars.
Okay.
For late 60s, 70s, like just everybody was like Anita Pallenberg.
Okay, got it.
Amber Rose is fucking dating 21 Savage, who's another rapper. He's got a fucking dope album out right now.
Okay.
Which I didn't know anything about him. And this album just popped up, and it was just like, sweet. For those who are out there, he's a fucking weird looking dude, and his album is just called Issa Album, ISSA album.
God.
It's funny shit, and like the album's like remarkably cool, and you're just like, shit.
Okay.
And then the story pops up that they've been dating for a while.
All right, I can see that.
Well, here's the thing. So going back over it, she shut down Twitter maybe like a month ago, where it was just like every news story, everything ceased to exist. It was her number one, and just like bumped Trump and everybody off of it. And I was
Amber
like,
Rose?
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck did she do?
Right.
She took a nude of her pussy and put it on Instagram. And
she went
like a pussy shot.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Like
interesting.
She had a crop top on.
Okay.
And just went stomach down, full. We were just like, oh, that's just you just put up a pussy shot.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
That's a rarity.
I get it. All right,
you
right,
never
right.
just throw up a pussy shot.
No.
Especially on social media. She was like all oiled up, and it was like a classy photo where you were like, fucking A, did you hire a photographer? Just take a pussy shot? Like,
yeah, of course.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
But if you look back through it, like, dude, Wiz Khalifa. All of his big shit was with Amber Rose.
Okay.
This fucking guy has got a fucking hit album with Amber Rose. Kanye's like his whole evolution.
Oh shit, that's right.
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, which is arguably fuck man, I would say close to as perfect as a rap album as you could get. Like I loved it.
Okay.
And then 808s and Heartbreak after that, like he was just like Jesus, man.
He was with her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So it was just, and now then she went to Wiz Khalifa. Now this guy, all of them monster hits, and it's like, is she the new fucking thing?
Interesting. I see it now. I see where you're going.
She's hot. But I like her when she opens her mouth, it's just a fucking goddamn nightmare.
I guess.
So
she's not as much of a nightmare as she could be. Do you know what I mean? Like
if you listen to the Kanye songs, apparently she is of like fucking, you know, stealing money for her brother's cocaine habits and like some other fucking weird shit. But like,
right.
Who's to say?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's real and what's not. But I don't know.
I don't know what her story is. Who did I hear her on where I was like, do I fucking like this girl? Ew. She was on Rap Report.
Really?
Yeah.
She
loves
a fucking
her.
Fool.
He loves her.
Who did, she? Yeah.
Of course.
She's attractive.
She's attractive, and she's like, if you're in that world, in the hip hop world, like she's that girl.
She's the fucking Anita Pallenberg.
She used to work
saying.
At this strip club that they all would go to. I forget what it's
was
called.
She a stripper?
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I really don't know anything about her, to be honest with you.
So she was a stripper at this club that they would all go to. And I can't remember what it's called. It's some like thing that every rapper knows about. And you just like go and there's, you know, hot ass.
Scores in New York?
Maybe.
All right.
That sounds familiar.
So Rappaport had her on.
Yeah.
Michael. By the way, we're talking about Michael Rappaport. Big fan of his podcast.
Yeah.
I like Michael Rappaport. As an actor, I really don't give a shit about him, but
he's good. He's okay. Always been good, dude.
He's okay. He's not like
He's not like Keanu Reeves, but he's always been
good. Oh, fuck. God,
he's no Keanu, but he's fucking, he is always good. He's always Michael Rappaport, but he's always good.
Yeah.
He's always great.
He's okay.
But anyways,
I put up with him, but I love
him,
his podcast, and I love him.
Master podcaster, I have to say. As far as like,
I don't know if he's a master of it.
I think he is.
Well, no. Here's the thing. I just think he's got a really great personality. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a really strong personality. And I think that's what makes a lot of podcasts. The guy we were talking about at the top, Christoph.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I enjoyed about his podcast, where it was just like, shit. Like,
it was just funny and cool and
quick.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of dead air, which is, look, that's what I do. I hate dead air.
Yeah.
I can't fucking stand it.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have it. And it's harder than it seems.
It's a lot harder than it seems. But Michael Rappaport, I think, is genuinely, like, you know, with me and that other, with, like, Christoph, like, you can just genuinely
just
do it.
Are.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
just,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I wish I could tell somebody, like, oh, hey, this is a total fucking error. Like, it's not. Like,
yeah, and I don't know if, yeah, I guess he's not, like, I don't know if he's, like, a master interviewer or whatever, like Marin, but just him by himself, it's a crazy thing to be able to sit by yourself and have a conversation with the audience, no dead air, have it be interesting, have it be engaging, like that kind of shit. He does this shit where he's like in his car, he podcasts from his car driving around LA.
Really?
The traffic is so insane that it's like, I'm on my way to a fucking gig, so I'm gonna do my whole podcast in the 2 miles, do you know what I mean, that it takes, and he'll yell out to people and shit.
So is it just him?
Sometimes. So it's like him and his buddy, but like some of the shows.
Will his buddy be with him in the car?
No. So some of the shows, like, it's just him. Yeah, in the car, it's just him. And it's like,
no way.
So funny. He's doing crowd work with people on the street. Like, he's fucking really good.
He's great.
He's great. But anyway.
I love his podcast.
Anyways, he loves him. He loves her. She has a podcast. It's like, who
You're
fucking...
You're kidding.
Yeah, who
Amber
fucking,
Rose has
yes,
a fucking podcast?
Who fucking doesn't, dude?
I'm gonna have to check it out then. I just want to hear...
Do you like Amber Rose?
I just want to hear her for more than, I guess, 10 minutes talk about something.
Okay, yeah,
I've heard her in these short snippet interviews, and she seemed borderline retarded, and it was just like, all right.
It's kind
what's
of
the
her
fucking
thing
deal?
Is like, she's just like really it's one of those things that she's not super smart, so you don't really want to like reveal too much. So she's smart enough to not say. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's push it right to the edge.
Yeah, that's what makes her kind of smart, is that she knows like when to just be like coy and like hot, and when to actually say something.
Gotcha,
you know?
Gotcha.
So, but yeah, I mean, give her a mic for long enough and I'm sure I'll fucking hate her. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Find out.
We will find out.
Yeah. I'm going to fucking listen.
I know you are, because you're like, I'm just now finding out that you love her.
No, I don't love her.
Right. But
look, that voice says she was hot, but like, I didn't, this whole fucking.
I think she's the only one that can do the shaved head thing. Like, I don't
love
that.
She is the only
that.
One who can do like, it. Yeah.
She just can. She started I don't
it.
Know.
She started it. Let's be fair, too.
Let's be real. I think she did.
Yeah. She did.
Like, she was the original, like, I don't want to fucking do this shit anymore. And she's pretty enough to fucking pull it off.
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
And it wasn't for a statement. I think it was just like, I'm fucking tired of doing my fucking hair. It's annoying. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't anything but that with her.
Right.
She's just like, ugh, I can do this. I'm going to do it.
Let's get to the revolutionary figure of the day, shall we? The revolutionary figure of the day today is, look, this is going to be off the cuff.
Okay.
Just because we're simply talking about it.
Okay.
I don't know if this was the first person in popular culture to shave her head like this, but I feel like she was. And I could be wrong. I'm talking about Helen Slater from a movie called The Legend of Billie Jean.
Oh, I thought it was Sinead. Okay.
No, this was before Sinead.
Oh, okay.
This was an 80s movie that like every girl was into, and it was The Legend of Billie Jean.
Sure.
And like she was like an outlaw in the town with her brother. And,
sounds awesome.
Yeah, she fucking shaved her head to get away, and it was just like she was, you know, it was like the first female power movie that I can remember. And I think it was way ahead of its time, to be honest with you.
Dude, it sounds awesome.
Yeah, so she fucking shaves her head and just goes on this like fuck everybody mission, and it's rad. Like she got, you know, groped by a dude and some other shit goes down, and it had a fucking killer soundtrack.
Dude.
Yeah, The Legend of Billie Jean.
I like it.
And to my knowledge, because it was one of those things where
it was like so shocking at the time.
Yeah, where it was like I'd never seen a woman shave her head, because she, you know, you always see in movies like when a woman shaves her head and they do it on camera, like Natalie Portman in V for Vagina.
Oh yeah,
where it's like this slow, like shave my head, and
right,
it's gonna be this
right.
thing, and like this was the first one I can remember where they did that, and it was The Legend of Billie Jean. Big fan of that movie, but this is going old school. This is Helen Slater.
All right.
So write in if you can remember somebody else more famous earlier than 85 shaving her head and being fucking sweet about it and not like cancer either. That doesn't count. don't send in like no fucking, you know, Mary Todd or somebody had cancer, you know, like Mary Todd Lincoln had cancer.
All right.
Don't do that.
Sure.
It's got to be somebody popular cult. Like, that's what we're talking about tonight. Because, like, Amber Rose just did this voluntarily. We were like, fuck.
Yeah.
That's a statement.
Yeah.
She has more hair on her pussy than on her head, too.
She does.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is she rocking?
She's rocking. Like, it's the same hairstyle as her boyfriend, essentially, down there. So.
I don't know what that means.
The rug matches the drapes on his hair.
So it's like full bush or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, full bush. We're talking full bush. That's shocking, right?
That is shocking.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, but maintained, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not crazy.
Like, yeah. Okay.
But it's, you know.
All right.
I would say it was like Kobe in his early 20s where you're just like, oh, all right, cool. You did have a lot of, like you had a fair amount of hair. I would say like a divot.
Okay.
On a golf course where you're like, oh.
Oh, okay.
Man, you should replace that divot. It's that it's big enough where it's like you should replace the divot.
Sure.
But not like, oh, that's a fucking, you know, there's, it's not a land, it's definitely not a landing strip. That would be, Sully would have a tough time landing on that.
Got you.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's a fairly patchy field. It's a field. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to look it up.
Is that a thing now?
I don't know.
Fuck, I don't know.
Why not? Why not? Bring it back, you know? Bring it back. But look, if Amber Rose wants to fucking write into the show or call in, you know, we'd love to have her on. And if she wants to talk about why she hasn't, you know, shorned her pussy, mm-hmm. like a normal, like everybody else right now.
Right.
You know, we'll give her a fucking free kit from straightrazors.com. We'll have 21 Savage can shorn it up for her.
That would be awesome.
If need be, but you never know.
Like, yeah.
That's
hey, open invitation. Open invitation.
It's a fine bush, Amber. You're welcome on the show anytime. And for Helen Slater, the AKA the legend of Billie Jean,
yes.
Amber Rose's bush, and the Jables.
Oh, thank you.
I'm Ross Patterson, and this is The Revolution. Replace those divots, kids.
A good night.
Good night.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.